We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
West Virginia coach Bob Huggins met with media today via Zoom video conferencing. We'll have that coming up right after this.
West Virginia fans, stay up to date on all things Mountaineers at WVUSports.com. WVUSports.com has 24/7 access to all of your favorite Mountaineer teams. The site's modern design provides the same fan-friendly experience on a mobile phone as it does on a desktop computer. Watch videos, listen to podcasts, and read feature stories anytime, anyplace. WVUSports.com, the official home of the West Virginia Mountaineers.
First question coming from Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
So, Coach, I mean, how much contact have you had with your players? What are they all doing right now?
They're home. The majority of them are home. They're just working out, and spending time with their families and doing what normal students do.
Next question comes from Justin Jackson.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Justin. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, I remember a long time ago, you used to joke about, you didn't even know how to work your email. I'm just kind of wondering what you think about this Zoom kind of thing and wondering if it might be something you might be able to use, you know, down the line in recruiting because, obviously, you know, the world is changing as we know it.
As they say, Justin, I have people. We've did Zoom with a couple times with our players, with the whole team. And that way they could talk to each other. They could talk to us, talk to the staff. We've done it a couple times, but I've got young guys in office know how to do all that good stuff. And Jenna did this for me today. I don't have a clue. I can barely turn this thing on. I don't want to learn either. That's the bad thing. I like my office.
Huh? Go ahead, John Antonik.
You being an outdoorsman and a sportsman, I'm just curious what you're doing right now. Do you have any coronavirus quarantine viewing suggestions for anybody out there? What are you watching?
Oh, we watched about 7 or 8 episodes of Naked and Afraid last night. pretty amazing. Go out there in the jungle and live for whatever it is, 21 days, 14 days. Don't eat. Make your own habitat. It's I wouldn't want to do it, but it's kind of fun to watch.
Just a reminder to ask questions, click participants, then click the raise hand feature. Next up, Kevin Kinder.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for being with us today.
Sure, Kevin.
Question a little bit following up on your recruiting process using these kind of new tools. What is it about seeing players in person that's different or is more important for you than watching them, you know, on video or talking with them online?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you know, their ability to get to the ball, how quick they get to the ball, their speed up and down the floor. I think it's more a movement thing. I mean, you can watch them make shots, but generally what they send you is all the ones they make, Kevin, you know. They don't send you the ones they miss. But, I think the biggest thing is just being able to watch them in real time rather than watch them on a screen.
All right, we have Jerry from the Trib. Jerry, let me unmute you here. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good, okay. Thanks for your time today, Coach. I was wondering if you got much feedback on your proposal last week, I guess it was last week, on playing the NCAA tournament prior to next season's basketball season.
I'm getting a lot of feedback on it, but none of it makes any difference, but a lot of feedback. A lot of coaches calling saying it's a great idea, a lot of media people saying what a great idea it is, but I haven't heard from the NCAA yet.
Go ahead, Coach Hunter.
So, Coach, you've had a lot of players go through what Oscar is going to go through in terms of getting the NBA, you know, their recommendation or evaluation. Your thoughts, what are your talks been with Oscar? What are you telling him?
Well, I've never really had anybody go through what Oscar's going to go through because there's really nothing to go through. That, you know, they're not going to have a combine. They're not bringing people in, which was the two major things that the NBA wanted to do in the past was be able to do what we talked about, see guys in real time. See them in real time, see how they move, see how they can move their feet, you know, see how tall they actually are, how fast they actually run. And they're not going to be able to do any of that. I mean, we're talking about the draft not being until August, and they can have really no contact with these guys until the draft. So, I think the biggest thing it does is it kind of opens it up to any wannabe agent, runner, or whatever to try to track guys down.
Go ahead, Justin Jackson.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, April, I think in the past, April had kind of been a big recruiting month. Just kind of wondering you know, I know there's been maybe some proposals or talks, at least discussions in the past on changing the recruiting calendar around. Could this kind of be maybe the beginning maybe of kind of reworking or rethinking how the recruiting calendar works for you guys in the future?
Justin, I don't think so. I mean, we've talked about it for years now, and the problem is we can't get a consensus. I think everybody agrees, or at least the guys that have been in it for a while, they agree that we should do what football does, take a moratorium and relax and go be with our families and get away from it for a little while. And we just haven't been able to get a date that everybody's comfortable with. There's been a lot of discussion about it, but we just haven't come up with a date that everybody said, yeah, that works. And I think we're getting closer, but we've got a ways to go.
Just a reminder, if you have a question, go ahead and use the raised hand feature. You're up, John.
You're in the middle of a signing period right now, I guess starts Wednesday. And I know recruiting is about relationships and developing those. How tough has it been, and how are you navigating through all this? I mean, there's going to be a lot of unknowns even with what you do right now, right?
Not really, John. We're actually in great shape. I mean, there's probably very few people that have the number of guys coming back returning that we have. So, you know, we signed three guys early, and they all have done really well. They've all done well academically. They're all chomping at the bit to get here and get started. So the three seniors that we lost, they were already replaced. And you know, Brandon Knapper decided to transfer, so we have one scholarship. So we're kind of sitting here twiddling our thumbs, basically. I mean, we've been talking to people, obviously, been talking to people on through the internet. But you know, you look at game tape, you look at it's, you know, we're obviously everybody's trying to recruit transfers. And you know, I think with us it's important that if we take another guy that he fits, and we take another guy that can come in and help, you know, this group that we have get achieve their goals, because I mean, they've been a great group. I mean, they've been terrific on and off the floor, and they're really excited about being able to get back. They enjoy being around each other and enjoy being at West Virginia. So we're not facing a lot of the other things I think other people are.
All right, we have a question from Bob Hertzel via Brian Messerly. Go ahead, Mess.
Coach, between the pandemic and the uncertainty now around Oscar and when the season will start, will you talk about how you are approaching things?
Well, the pandemic obviously is a pain in the butt, but you know, I mean, we got to do the right thing. We got to do the right thing by, I guess, first of all, our country, and then we got to do the right thing by our team. And we have done that. I mean, our guys really have been with their families, by and large. You know, they're working out, they're working out on a daily basis, but it's not here with everybody else the way it once was, you know, or the way it was in the past. But there's not a whole lot we can do. But again, we're fortunate that we have those guys coming back that really have a pretty good idea of what we're doing.
All right, go ahead, Jerry.
I'd like to follow up on that NCAA tournament question, Coach. Would you think about taking it to a higher level to maybe see what the NCAA people think about it, or have you done that already?
Have I done what now?
Have you taken it to the NCAA people to take it to a higher level?
You don't take it to the NCAA people. You take it to the NBA people. And yes, we've done that. We haven't got it back yet. But yeah, I mean, we want him to make the best and most informed decision that he can possibly make, but it has nothing to do with the NCAA.
Go ahead, Coach Hunter.
Coach, you mentioned you have one scholarship left available. What are you looking for? You want a backcourt guy, front court guy, transfer, young player? What are your thoughts on filling this?
It's kind of like fishing, John, you know? I mean, you go out there fishing, and if you catch a really good crappie, you probably keep him. You know, if you catch a really good largemouth or smallmouth or walleye, you know, but if the ones that you catch aren't very good, you kind of just toss them back in, don't grow up. I mean, it's kind of that way. I mean, we have an opportunity, I think, to select for – the first time in a long, long time that we can kind of sit here and look at who's available and see if they fit. I don't want to bring anybody in that doesn't fit, because we've got a great group right now. And I don't want to bring somebody in that doesn't fit, that doesn't work, that doesn't work with our guys.
We have a question from Derek Red. Derek, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. What you're talking about, the NBA draft evaluation process, especially combines and things like that, because you're not going to have those things, do you think that there might be teams taking fewer chances, fewer risks, or it might be a case of these teams are not going to, because they don't have that real-time evaluation ability, that they'll be maybe playing it more safe and you won't see a guy like scream up the draft board because of what he does at, say, a combine?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's rather obvious, but I mean, I don't have any idea what they're going to do. I'm not sure they have any idea what they're going to do. You know, my focus is to make sure that our guy makes the right decision. And quite frankly, I mean, we've had guys that got the wrong people in their ears, and they've made terrible decisions that have cost them very lucrative careers because they listened to somebody who cared more about what they were going to get out of it than what the player was going to get out of it. So, I mean, that's always what we try to guard against. You know, I don't know what the NBA is going to do. I know with the pandemic that they're not going to be able to bring guys in. I know they're not going to have a combine. So, I mean, they're like, I think, everybody else is. Now everything is kind of going to be left to film, and I don't think there's very many of them. I know most of those guys, obviously, but I don't think there's very many of them that want to make a multi-million dollar, multi-year deal off of watching film.
All right, next question is from Mike Kazaza. Mike, go ahead.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm well, Mike.
Awesome. I'm listening to you talk here, and you said if a couple of times with regard to that final scholarship. I'm assuming that if you don't find a guy, you'll pocket it. You'd rather take somebody that you like than take somebody you're not sure about. And if I am putting words in your mouth there properly, it does seem like it'd be hard to find somebody now, but if you have time to do homework and call people, you kind of can get some intel on the fit and how they would work with your players. It's not all lost opportunity right now. You can actually get some progress on that.
Yeah, but Mike, you know, I don't ever want to be one of those guys who's out trying to poach other people's players either. You know, I mean, if they are, if they contact us, and then the first thing we do is contact the coaching staff, and, you know, we go from there. But I'm not a poacher. You know, I mean, I think what's going on is dead wrong. I mean, this immediate transfer thing is ridiculous. You know, I'd hate to be a mid-major coach right now. You know, and if you look statistically, and there's a John Rothstein wrote an article that I got today that. And he's right. I mean, nobody has gone from, I think the theory is you go from a high major to a mid-major and you're going to have a better career. That hasn't been the case. And if you look at our guys that have transferred down with the idea that they're going to show the NBA guys what they can do in a system that is catered for them, they haven't done that. So, you know, I think our biggest deal is to try to make some sense and educate our guys as to the reality of what it is, not what some guy off the street tells them or, you know, some guy who's trying to make a dollar off of them. I mean, we've got to at some point in time get back to reality. And I think maybe if those guys making the decisions over there in Indianapolis had to do what we had to do and had to deal and have to see kids make really horrible decisions because they were convinced to do that and allowed to do that by our current structure. And then I think maybe they would have a different idea about the wholesale deal too. If in fact it is true that they do care about student athletes.
Next question from Alan Taylor. Go ahead, Alan.
Hope you're doing well, Hugs. Given some time to look back at the season, what do you think the combination of Oscar and Derek did well together offensively? And obviously you guys were really good on the defensive end. You know, how did that tandem work defensively to the point where you might, you know, even want to see those guys on the floor more as a tandem?
Well, I think the biggest thing was that, you know, Derek moves his feet so well. And so we could match Derek up on we kind of experimented with it a little bit in the pre-conference season with putting him out there on a 6'3", 6'4", guy and see if he could stay in front of him and not get in foul trouble. And he did a pretty good job. And Oscar got better and better and better as the season went along to where we could switch with him. We could do some things with him. I think those two guys, I think we can be good whether we play both of them together or whether we don't play both of them together. I don't think that's – we've got guys. We've got to be able to have guys play to the best of their ability. You go back and look at when we struggled because we didn't make a free throw. We struggled because at one point in time we went 0 for 22 inside of 4 feet. That shouldn't happen. You know, we shouldn't miss all the free throws we missed. You know, people are saying, why didn't you shoot threes against Texas? Because we were going to the free throw line. I mean, that's why they call it free throws. You're supposed to make them. We didn't make any. So, you know, I mean, I think guys having good summers and I would assume that they tell me they're all trying to find a place to work out, you know, by themselves. And if they don't, by the time they get back, we're going to spend an enormous amount of time trying to get better at those things so that doesn't jump up and bite us again. But I mean, I think from top to bottom, we're excited. I mean, from our coaching staff to our managerial group, I mean, we're excited. Can't wait to get going. And I know our players are the same way.
All right, next question from Alex Hickey. Again, if you have any questions, please use the raise hand feature.
Coach, you talked about the importance of that final scholarship, that person fitting in with what you guys do with the guys on your team. If this carries on for another couple months where you can't have visits, is it even possible to find that fit, or what are the challenges going to be in doing that?
I'm not concerned about it because if we don't, we don't. I mean, we're not going to be able to play 13 guys anyway. So let's be honest. In a lot of ways, it makes our decisions a little easier. So, I mean, we're going to obviously if something kind of falls in our lap, we've had some people. I just want to make 100% sure that they fit in. I think we've got a great chemistry right now. They genuinely like each other. They hang out together. They enjoy being around each other. I don't know how you get a better situation than what we have right now.
All right. Justin Jackson, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, two questions for me. With Oscar, you know, I remember a few years ago when Javon put his name into the draft, but he basically said that he was just doing it to kind of get familiar with the process, that he was, you know, 100%. His plan was to always come back for his senior year. Is it safe at all or fair at all to kind of characterize Oscar putting his name in the draft this year as just him kind of exploring, you know, where he might fit, kind of get used to the process, even though obviously there's the process is going to be much different this year, but kind of an exploratory thing for him. And the second question being with Derek, I don't know if there's any question that it or not, if he might put his name in to kind of explore. Just kind of wonder what you think on both things.
Well, Justin, the reality is what everybody's having a hard time grasping is there really is no exploratory. I mean, we will send in if they want us to, which Oscar did. We'll send it into the NBA. They will then pull a group of general managers, and then they will come up with a hypothetical deal of where possibly, if they remained in the draft, they would be drafted. It has not anything to do with they need to work on this or work on that, which is what they got from the combine. I mean, that to me was the strength of the combine, was they were around the NBA people who said, you know, hey, son, you better work on your left hand a little bit because they're going to sit on your right hand and you're going to have nowhere to go, you know, or you better work on your back to the basket moves, or you better work on pick and roll situations. You better be able to guard a guard, stay in front of a guard, you know, things that really are applicable to them having success or not having success. What we have now is they're going to say hypothetically, well, you might be the 18th pick in the draft. I'm just throwing that out. Now, what they don't say is there may be seven Europeans that nobody knows about that other than the NBA people that are coming over, which is going to drop you down seven more spots or 10 more spots. And so this draft, I think you have really less an idea of where you're actually projected to be drafted than maybe any draft we've had in a long time. Here's what happens. What happens is, and justifiably so, the hierarchy with NBA teams are concerned about their team during the season, as they should be. Can they make a trade to make it better? What do we do with this guy? You know, the things that every team has people do. They don't watch. I mean, they do. They watch some college basketball, but not to evaluate anybody. They watch it because they enjoy it. They enjoy watching some of the games. But, I mean, they're not during their season evaluating guys. And when their season shut down, our season shut down. So what do you evaluate? You know, guys don't think that there are scouts out there making the decisions. They are processing information and supplying it to people. That's all. So this whole thing, man, is uncharted waters, basically. And if you're an NBA guy, you're probably going to go with somebody who you're sure about. And I mean, they've been watching those guys over in Europe for a long time, and they have brought a lot of really productive big people over here. So it's not cut and dry. And I think that's what young people have to understand. You know, but the best thing is if those other people who are trying to make money from them would stay out of their business, that's what would help. And as you guys know, I've done this for 40 years, and you can't find one of my guys that would ever say that I tried to make something from them. I've always tried to do what is in their best interest. You know, I get paid by whatever university I'm working for to do my job. And I think that's very much a part of my job. So I think that the challenge is to try to, and it's hard, man. It's harder than what you guys think. It's harder than when they're in their ear all constantly and they're on the phone with them constantly. And they're, in a lot of instances, dropping some things on them, taking care of families, doing things that ensures that they're the ones who represent them so that they get their chunk of the money. And that's what it's hard to get young people to understand. These guys aren't doing this for you, man. They're doing it for themselves. And we, you know, you guys, I know this pertains to Oscar, but I mean, Oscar's going to listen to us. I mean, Oscar trusts us. So, and we're not going to lead him down, you know, the wrong path.
All right. Next question is from Herzl VMS. Go ahead, Mess.
Coach, what will your team look like with Oscar next year and without him?
That's why Bob can't get on the deal himself, right? He has to call you. I don't know, man. Let me just answer it this way. I fully expect we're not gonna have to worry about any of that. But I think we're bringing in three guys. Two of them can play up front, so to speak. They're both skilled. I mean, we're gonna have guys. I'm not worried about any of that. And I feel very confident that Oscar will make an intelligent decision. As will Derek, if that's the case with Derek. I haven't heard anything that would indicate that Derek has any interest whatsoever in putting his name in the draft. But you put your name in the draft. Put your name in a draft. The draft is August. School's going to start. I mean, this is a different deal. It's uncharted waters.
All right,
and it's also the first time the guys could stay in the draft and maintain their eligibility.
All right, next question from Alan Taylor. If there's no more questions, then this will be the last one.
Hugs, you mentioned the three guys coming in, and it looks like Todd made a big jump with his perimeter skills the last couple years. You know, where do you see these three guys fitting in? I'm guessing Kedrian's a combo guy, but where do you see Todd and Isaiah working?
Well, we're hoping they both add to the skill level of our front line. Our ability to step out and make shots, our ability to pick and pop, our ability to do a lot of things that we couldn't do a year ago. I think, you know, the other guys are, yes, the two returning guys that we keep referring to are both spending time working at their craft. So that's what I'm told anyway. I don't have any way of proving that, but that's what I'm told. So they're going to provide, I think, competition. They're going to provide depth. And if they're like Oscar was, like Deuce McBride was as freshmen, they're going to play. You know, we're going to play the guys that deserve to play.
All right. We have two more questions here. Justin Jackson, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, last one for me, and kind of a little bit off the beaten path here a little bit. Talking to John Flowers last week, and I know you've kind of hinted in the past on your radio show that there's some interest on your part on maybe coaching them in the TBT this year. Hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, maybe that still takes place this summer. Would you still be interested in working with them, coaching them, if that possibility is still there this summer?
I don't know, Justin. Why don't we deal with that when we find out if there is a possibility? I mean, right now, I don't think there's any possibility. We need to do everything humanly possible to rid this country of this pandemic, I think putting whatever, you know, they would put in an arena is probably not the ideal way to do it.
All right, go ahead, Carly.
Coach, thank you for taking the time to do this. We really appreciate it. I know this season didn't go, obviously, end the way you want it with the cancellation of the NCAA tournament, but how would you characterize this year's team from, especially from when they went through last year to getting back into NCAA tournament consideration this season?
Well, I think the mindset is one, they're not, it's not about getting in the NCAA tournament. I think it's getting in the NCAA tournament with the ability to continue to win weekend after weekend. We were young a year ago. We played a lot of young people, a lot of people who had very little experience, and we play in the roughest league in America. We played the number two strength of schedule in the country, and I think three of the top five top strength of schedules were in our league. We play in a brutal, brutal league, and you know, I thought we really were in every game. We missed free throws like crazy when we shouldn't have. We missed easy baskets when we shouldn't have. And you know, those are things that we've got to do a better job of. Those are things that we got to fix. We're going to have more depth. We're going to be more experienced. We're going to be more mature. I really like our team. I think it's a team that's built for a lot of success. And I think when you look at who we're playing, I mean, we're playing a brutal schedule, non-conference schedule. But we're doing that to prepare for what's to come. So, and we're looking forward to it. I don't think anybody's running and hiding from it.
That was West Virginia coach Bob Huggins. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Pepper's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Pepper play sets. Pepper Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.